Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Geox Group First Half 2016 Results Conference Call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. The call is chaired by the Geox Chairman and Founder, Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato, the CEO, Mr. Giorgio Presca, and the CFO, Mr. Livio Libralesso. Mr. Moretti Polegato will make a brief introduction in Italian, and a translation will immediately follow. Please go ahead, sir.
Buongiorno a tutti. Il primo semestre presenta per Geox una buona crescita di fatturato, nonostante un contesto dei consumi non facile. I ricavi registrano un aumento del 5,5%, grazie alla performance positiva realizzata in tutti i canali di vendita e nei principali mercati. In particolare, il canale multimarca riporta una crescita del 9,9%, e le vendite realizzate nei nostri negozi monomarca diretti e in franchising sono in crescita rispettivamente dell'1,7% e del 4,5%, mentre il canale online cresce di oltre il 30%. I risultati economici e la posizione finanziaria netta sono stati influenzati da due decisioni strategiche importanti, e cioè l'incremento degli investimenti di marketing nel primo semestre per €6 milioni, che verranno riassorbiti nel secondo semestre, e dall'anticipo delle consegne ai clienti per la stagione autunno-inverno. Per la seconda parte dell'anno, il canale multimarca mostra risultati incoraggianti, con una crescita portafoglio ordini pari al 14%, grazie ad una ottima performance di tutte le aree geografiche. Questi risultati sono stati raggiunti grazie alla costante implementazione della nostra strategia di sviluppo, agli investimenti nell'innovazione di prodotto, nostro segno distintivo e vantaggio competitivo, alla forte specializzazione per canale distributivo, all'importante investimento pubblicitario a supporto sia dell'aumento delle vendite nei negozi, che dalla raccolta ordini durante la campagna vendite. Inoltre, stiamo puntando alla massima efficienza nella gestione. Guardando al futuro, ritengo quindi che i solidi fondamentali del nostro business continueranno a supportare la nostra crescita e ci aumenteranno a affrontare le sfide poste dalla volatilità del contesto macroeconomico e valutario.
A solid growth in turnover was recorded in the first half of the year, despite somewhat challenging consumption trends. Revenues recorded a 5.5% increase, thanks to the positive performance across all sales channels and in the company's main markets. In particular, the wholesale channel reported a growth of 9.9%, with the online channel up by over 30%, and sales also increased for both our directly operated and franchise monobrand stores by 1.7% and 4.5%, respectively. The company's economic results and net financial position have been affected by two significant strategic decisions: a €6 million increase in marketing investments in the first half of the year, to be reabsorbed by the end of the year, and the earlier delivery of fall winter goods to customers. With regard to the second half of the year, encouraging results have already been recorded by the wholesale channel, with a 14% growth in order backlog, thanks to the excellent performance across all geographic areas. These achievements are a result of the ongoing implementation of our development strategy, investments in product innovation, representing our hallmark and competitive advantage, the high degree of specialization of our sales channels, and the significant investments made in advertising in order to boost both in-store sales and order collection during the sales campaign. Furthermore, we must remain vigilant in the management of costs, margin, and channel specialization. Looking towards the future, I am therefore confident that the solid foundations of our business will continue to support our growth, helping us to face the challenges posed by volatile macroeconomic conditions and currency market fluctuations.
Good morning and good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining us. This is Giorgio Pedesca speaking. Let me walk you through the key facts of the first half of 2016. First, sales were up 5.5%, growing across all channels, products, regions, and all genders. The rate operating stores, same store, are up 1.8%, on top of the increase of last year of 6.4%. Our EBITDA, 22 million, compared with the 26.6 million of last year. This decrease, as our chairman said before, is due to the strong investment in advertising made in the second quarter in order to invest on boost the Geox brand strength on the market, improve the weak like-for-like performance of March and April, and boost the order collection during the fall winter 16 wholesale campaign. The impact of these actions that are around 6 million will be fully reabsorbed by year end. So if we would neutralize this time shift effect, our EBITDA and EBIT would be greater than prior year. Our net debt, 27.7 million, this is mainly a consequence of the net working capital, in particular due to the higher inventories recorded in the first half. This is due to two main facts. The first one, higher inventories of spring-summer 16 products. We had a 1.8% increase in terms of like-for-like, but we were expecting a plus 5%. So, of course, we bought against the 5%, and this is generating additional inventories. The second one is that we have higher inventories of winter 16 products. Let me explain this. The growth in the wholesale channel that we are experiencing over the past 3 years has implied the request from the key wholesale players to receive 2016 fall winter products earlier when compared with prior year. We decided to bring forward the delivery of finished products in order to best serve this channel. This led to an increase in stock recorded in June. Even this, however, only refers to a difference in timing that will be reabsorbed. Last but not least, the fact that we have provided our fall winter 16 products to the wholesale channel ahead of our competitors will almost certainly have a positive impact on the performance of our wholesale customer. So we think that we are well set for the fall winter season. The last key fact, we already announced it, but our fall winter 16 order backlog for the wholesale channel is up 14%. If we move to page 3, I want to spend a few words on the current trading of our DOS. The like-for-like performance of this channel in the first half is up 1.8% against an increase of 6.4% of the first half of last year. I do really believe this is a good result in light of the high levels of macroeconomic volatility and the serious issues that have been faced in countries such as France and Belgium and the difficulties in the Asia-Pacific region. However, this number is lower compared to the expected growth of plus 5%. If you go by region, we continue to see a slowdown in France and Belgium, which declined mid to high single digit following the recent events that drove, in reality, a huge decrease in traffic. Asia, China and Hong Kong in particular, experienced also a decline reflecting a low traffic. All the other countries and regions are growing compared to the first half of last year. In particular, our core market, our domestic market, Italy, is up 3.2%. Again, Europe is flat if considered together with France and Belgium, but if without, is growing at around 5%. Then North America is up low teens, and the rest of the world, again, excluding the APAC, is up 25%. The current trading year-to-date performance, so from week 1 to week 29, is up 2%. July is up 3% on last year. Reality is that after a solid start of the year, a slowdown in footfall was experienced in March and April due to, hopefully, the terrorism attacks on one side And the other key factor has been the weather that has been impacting the spring-summer season in a very, very heavy manner, as you have for sure experienced in the other calls. And this has been partially offset by the better conversion rate. To face this poor footfall, we decided to strengthen the already decided marketing investment plan in the second quarter. So, as I said before, this investment had a positive impact both on reversing the sales trend across our store network. Just for you to know, recorded a solid plus 3.5% growth in comparable sales in May and June, despite the difficult basis of comparison that was already plus 8 in the same period of last year. Boosting or helping to boost the order collection during Fall Winter 16 campaign that has been recording plus 14%. This is only a timing effect, as we expect the advertising promotion expenses for 2016 to be in line with 2015. On page 4, you can see the sales breakdown by channel. Wholesale is up 9.9% with a positive performance on all channel and web accounts overperforming. Franchising is up 4.5%, and DOS, as we just said, is plus 1.7% due to the positive like-for-like growth. On page 5, you can find the retail network chart. During the first 6 months of the year, we continued with the rationalization of those stores showing below target profitability. We closed 47 stores, of which 29 are directly operated stores, 12 are in franchising, and the rest under license agreement. And we opened 37 new stores, 11 DOS, 18 franchising, and 8 under license. In Italy and Europe, 16 openings and the same number of closures, network is stable. In the rest of the world, we have 21 new openings, 8 in China, 1 in Hong Kong, 3 in Russia, and 6 in East Europe, and 28 closures, of which 11 in China, mainly due to lease expiry or relocation, 2 in Russia, 7 in East Europe, 6 under license. However, our store network is expected to remain substantially stable in 2016. If we move to the next page, we can see that the sales breakdown by product show that we have a plus 5% on footwear and a plus 9.9% in apparel for matching with the plus 5.5% on total sales. Moving by region, page 7. The solid performance across all countries, excluding France and Hong Kong. We have a strong performance of the main European market, including the UK. We have a double-digit growth in all other countries of the row, with a great double-digit growth in Russia, meaningful, really meaningful. The only exception is Hong Kong. Let me hand over to Livio for walking you through the financials.
Good morning and good afternoon, Livio Librelesso speaking. Let's go now to page 8 to comment income statement. Consolidated sales at 450 million, up 5.5% on last year, as already commented by Giorgio. The key driver of this performance is the growth in the wholesale, especially in the web channel online, more than 30%, and the like-for-like of our monobrand network, DOS and franchising. Gross profit declined 220 basis points, as expected, to 49.5%, and this is due to the already announced high purchasing costs due to the US dollar appreciation and slightly to the increased promotion introduced in our DOS chain to stimulate consumer purchases that were weak in April and in March. Selling and distribution is 5.4% and in line with last year, actually a little bit less than last year, and the percentage on sales is reducing to 5.4%. G&A are 168 million, 37.5% on sales compared to 39.6% on sales. We are keeping strict control over G&A and all the other costs. Advertising and promotion is 25.1 million, 5.6% on sales compared to 19 million of the previous years. This significant investment in advertising has been made, as Giorgio said, in order to boost the fall winter 16 order backlogs and also to recover the weak like-for-like experienced in March and April. EBITDA is 22 million. EBIT is 4.6 million compared to 7.4 million of last year. The decrease is due to the already mentioned increase in advertising. Net income is at break-even. Page 9. There is the summary of what I have just commented for your reference. So we can move to page 10, a quick overview of the summary balance sheet. The balance sheet is solid. As you can see, there is a change in net financial position that is 27.7 of debt compared to 27 cash positive last year. The change in the net financial position is mostly driven by the working capital, which is 236 million, compared with 196 million of last year. So let's go to the following page to comment the working capital. Operating working capital as a percentage of sales for the last 12 months is equal to 26.3%, compared to 23% in the first half of 2016. As already commented, there is an increase in the inventory, mainly due to the new products of fall-winter 16 that will be delivered in July and in August. This anticipation of products has been made in order to fulfill demand from the wholesale and retail channels to receive products early. The group is assumed to deliver within August 3.7 million pairs to wholesale channel, that is 80% of the total, and 1 million more than last year. So the company is really improving the level of service and the time to market in order to be successful. The increase in account receivable is mainly explained by the growth in the wholesale and franchising sales. There is also a positive increase in accounts payable that is totally linked to the increase of the inventories. Page 12, the cash flow statement. Working capital dynamics also explains the cash flow. Funds from operation are in line with last year. The operating working capital absorbed cash in the first half, and this is just a timing issue, as already explained. CapEx are at 12 million, 7 million lower than last year, and the decrease is mostly related to the investment for the Serbian plant. Last year we spent 8.1 million, and this year 1.1 million to complete the plant. The other investment is mainly related to job shop openings and refurbishment, 4 million, 1.1 million to complete the Serbian plant, and 6 million for IT logistics and all the rest. At the end, the first half absorbed 36 million cash after 15.6 million dividends distributed in May. Let me now hand over to Giorgio for the outlook.
Thank you, Livio. So with regard to the current financial year, we do confirm that 2016, as clearly explained in the business plan, will be a year of transition. In fact, the order backlog for the wholesale channel for the 2016 for winter season reports a solid growth of 14%, thanks to excellent overall performance across all geographical areas. These results confirm the effectiveness of the strategic decisions made in terms of product delivery, sales, channel specialization, pricing, and meaningful investments in advertising during order collection. The order backlog confirms the guidance regarding the 200 to 250 basis points expected reduction in gross margin included in the strategic business plan for 2016. Let me comment this. This do confirm the company ability to strongly mitigate the increase in product cost as a result of the euro depreciation against the dollar. Like-for-like sales generated by DOS to date, week 1 to 29, only reports a slight increase of 2% compared with the expected growth of 5%. This is due to a negative footfall trend in stores being offset by significant improvement in the conversion rate, which has been achieved also thanks to a number of additional promotional activities that have been introduced in order to combat difficult marketing conditions, as you all know. Furthermore, in order to face the impact on profitability of this temporary slowdown in retail business, we have already implemented a number of measures and we are planning further action with the following objectives. Sales control and efficiency of GMA, also through the negotiation of store rents. Marketing initiative mainly aimed at increasing conversion rate in the stores. We do believe that the action taken to improve cost efficiency will over 2016, compensate for the negative impact on profitability caused by market weaknesses recorded in the first half. Profitability expectations for full year 2016 are to be considered challenging and may only be achieved if the weak level of consumption brought about by the drop of in-store footfall will improve in the second half of the year, returning to the level of retail growth and margin performance that we were initially assuming. So like-for-like of more or less 6% with fewer promotions. I think I finished, so we're ready to take your questions. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question comes from Paul Sweeney with Morningstar. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening. Just a quick question on the DOS and the like-for-like. You're saying there's a 14% order backlog for the fall-winter, and that's wholesale. But are you expecting like-for-like sales to be down in your own stores?
Hi, Paul. No, we don't expect it to be down. What is our point of attention over the next weeks, basically, is to see if it will increase in line with our expectation or not. As you have seen during Spring Summer 16, our DOS like-for-like has been growing 1.8%, so it has been positive, but our expectation was plus 5. Now, there are too many factors that are non-company specific that make it difficult to judge at this point. The difference versus the wholesale is that they are really different kind of channels. And we do expect wholesale to overperform, even thanks to the advanced delivery and service that we're providing to the channel. I hope I answered that.
Okay. And then I noticed you have the 250 basis point gross margin dilution. Longer term, you know, in the five-year plan, can you still achieve a higher gross margin in the above 50% range?
Absolutely, yes. I think that we will start to see again gross margin expansion already from next season, so 2017 and moving forward. We identified all the action. The results are in line with expectation.
Okay, thank you. Best of luck, and I'll let somebody else take a question.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone. Once again, for any further questions, it's star and 1 on your telephone. The next question is from Roberto Casoni with Otus Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, hi, good afternoon, everybody. I just wanted to ask a question. If you can, I understand in your DOS, like for like, is a bit below expectations, and the environment is still difficult. Can you give us a sense in terms of geographies, in which geographies are performing better than others, and Where is the real negative spot coming from? Unfortunately, I only joined the conference call 20, 25 minutes ago, so I don't know if you already gave this kind of information or not.
No problem, Roberto. So, okay. Basically, the countries where we did experience a negative like-for-like is France, is Belgium, is Hong Kong and China, and Japan. All the others are far ahead of the 1.8% on an average of 6%. So that was in line. In reality, the impact compared to our forecast is really related to non-company specific factors that hopefully, as you know, happen on the marketplace.
I know. I can understand. And talking about non-company specific factors, what do you see in the UK after the referendum vote, after Brexit?
Well, this, if I would have a real answer, is I would be really more than here. But we are currently trading very well.
Okay.
Most likely, we can say that we are not still. Our market share is pretty limited there, so we do see our other players running into specific issues, but we don't think we'll be so affected by that. But anyway, before September, October, once it becomes will start to become real, it's difficult, I think, to make any real forecast.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much.
The next question is from Marco Baccaglio with Kepler. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello to everybody. Two quick things. One is your message on advertising and promotion. You say that it will be reabsorbed, which means that on the second half you will spend 3 or 4 million euro less than last year. And the second one is, I think that in the business plan you have given a guidance about depreciation and investment, which is way above the ones that you are performing in H1. So I was wondering if you are investing less than what you were expecting, if the timing is different, so to understand how it moves that line into your P&L for the full year.
Okay. So we confirmed that the total amount of advertising in full year 16 will be in line with last year. So this means that we will recover the 6 million is just an anticipation and a time shift. As far as depreciation is concerned, we are, let's say, having a reduction of depreciation regarding the logistics center in Signorissa in Italy, and there is an increase of the depreciation regarding the new plant in Serbia, and also we have a reduction of the depreciation in regarding the store network due to the fact that we are entering the test phase of the new concept for the retail format. After this test, we will start early next year a developing phase, and consequently we will see starting from 2017 an increase of depreciation regarding the store network. We have, let's say, 5 months of delay in this process due to the fact that we prefer to test the new concept before the rollout to the network.
Okay. So just to make it clear, with the guidance that you're giving, with the assumption that the situation improves, you plan to match or to recover what you have lost in terms of EBITDA in the second half compared to 2015?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
So thank you very much for attending this call. Thank you, and have a great weekend.